Gareth Ainsworth, you've created some history there. Wickham Wanderers in the third round of the FA Cup for the third consecutive season, for the first time in their history. How do you feel about that?
Fantastic to be the manager who does it, but I'm not the one creating history, it's the players. You know, they've done fantastic. There's a few choice words at half-time, believe me, because Leatherhead have really come, made it an absolute cup tie. I don't know what the referee's seen after 4 minutes, but he's given them a real leg up and a real opportunity to build their confidence. But once we got half-time out of the way and the messages went on the pitch and the boys, I mean, the boys came through for me second half. What a fantastic half it was. I don't think there was a shot on goal from Leatherhead, but we must have been double figures for chances. So really pleased to be in the hat, but I must pay huge respect to Leatherhead. The way they've come, the way the fans have made it, a cup tie atmosphere, the way the players have given absolutely everything for their manager, and I'm sure they'll do well in their league. But potential banana skin avoided, which was the big thing. Just being the hat boys, I said, and they've come through for me.
It was almost, you were on the other end of what you did to Tottenham last season in the first half, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And you know, sometimes the mental strength in this game is tested to the absolute hilt. We went 1-0 down. We started doing a few things that were a little bit foreign to us. Do what we're good at. That's what I said to the boys, getting it wide, getting the ball down, get it wide, get your crosses in. When it's on to go forward, we went forward well. Second half with some real quality and we caused real problems to the defenders. Sammy Moore sending off obviously is a big point in the game as well, but I do believe that we were on top and we had the fitness levels that would have saw us through. So, but I mean, I'm putting Dan Scar on 80 minutes, you know, to shore it up. So, you know, the respect is there for Leatherhead and what they've done. But I'm really pleased that we're in the hat for the third round and I'm looking forward to hopefully a big tie tomorrow.
A lot of cards and a lot of off the ball incidents. We didn't really feel like that sort of game, did it?
No, it's FA Cup, Phil, you know, and I think the tone was set after that first, the penalty, you know, it really can test your mental side. Injustice, we felt, what's it for, no confusion, you know. So all these things, coupled with a thousand fans from Leatherhead and all these boys in green willing to press and give everything they've got for at least the first half, you know, it was tough. It was very tough. So Sam Saunders' free kick was brilliant. It's almost like Carlisle, where we needed it just before half-time just to get us in at a level pegging. And then second half, I had every confidence in the boys. We adjusted a little bit of midfield and we adjusted the way we did things and it worked. But the boys, huge credit to them. They all want a different club. I'm sure we'll get somebody and I'm hoping it'll be one of the top six. It means so much to this club.
What does it mean for Wickham in brass tacks, Gareth, this third round?
Do you know what? Honestly, I feel so proud that the boys have done it for 3 years running now. You know, Villas and Tottenham's and, you know, I'm being greedy, but I'd love another big club. I'd love us to put ourselves on the map and give the fans something. The fans, OK, you know, we're never going to be 20,000 here, but they turn up week in, week out. They get behind the boys. There's a couple of moans first half, and I understand that, you know, because we weren't playing very well, and I was moaning, never mind the fans. But second half, they got right behind us, and they enjoy that end. We scored so many goals at that end this season. It's and that last goal just epitomises everything, you know, the energy levels. Matt Bloomfield, one of our stalwarts, you know, to one of the best strikers in the lower leagues, Akin Fenwyn. When he's unmarked and there's a header in store for somebody, it's usually one result, and what a fantastic finish. But no, really, really pleased with everyone today, and big credit to Leatherhead. But I'm glad we avoided any slip up.
I ask you this every time. Who do you want in the next round, Gareth?
It was Blackburn a few years ago, but I don't know if they're in or not yet. I'd love one of the top six, you know, Man U, Man City, Chelsea, Tottenham, Liverpool, any one of those, you know, one of those massive clubs, Arsenal, I don't want to miss them all. So any one of those will do for me. Away from home, give us our day, and you just never know with us.